Okay, I hear you. Evidently, Phil's lost or something there. Sorry about that.
Welcome back, folks. Scouts, if you guys can hear me or not, I'm getting a little breakup. Welcome back, folks.
We can hear you, Phil. Ron, I think Phil is in trouble.
Yeah, I've been noticing that. He's having a lot of trouble with his, evidently he's using his phone.
I don't know if you can hear me or not, but a little breakup. Can you guys hear?
Yes. Okay, that's a good idea. Thanks a lot, Dave, for all the things you said there. You know, talking about what I was saying a while ago, it really is heartfelt. I have really been family-oriented all my life, even though I'm an only child. Wanting children and having grandchildren has been foremost in my life, and I'm sincere about that because I didn't think I'd ever see any, and now I got some from my stepchildren and some from my old children. I don't get to see them all, but so they're still there. So it's really heartfelt because I guess I love this country as you do. We took an oath to defend it, and we're still defending it. Being discharged from the United States Navy doesn't make an iota of difference. We're here because we have to be. Would you agree?
Oh, 100%, Ron. You know, we did. It takes a certain person, I think, to volunteer into the U.S. Armed Forces. And not that person is any better or worse than us, but it does take a certain person. And I've always been able to tell who was in the Navy, who was in the Army, who was in the Marines. Not 100%, but pretty close to it. It's just Navy guys just have this certain aura about them. It's odd, yeah, of course, I love my country, and that's what motivates me. I know that's what motivates you and Phil to do this, and I just want to mention that we have gotten some more donations coming in, so thank you. And one fellow who donated, Matthew from Louisiana, he donated last week. He donated again just today. He told me, actually, he was going to do that. And obviously, he's a man of his word. He came up with actually a great idea. He sent an email about maybe having another donation button on there that would be for $10. And instead of getting a book, they would get 100 Erasing the Liberty, USS Liberty movie informational promotional business style cards to enable this person to have something in their hands to promote the project at the local level. He says can hand them out one by one in fives to a single person, left in stacks of 10 at patriotic type events, 4th of July events, other patriotic gatherings, etc. And that's a great idea. And you and I, Ron and Phil, we had a conference call yesterday talking about this glossy brochure type thing that will go in the books. And this is something along those lines. So just want to say thank you to all the folks who have donated up till today, right now, from last week. We obviously don't have enough money to make the movie. It's going to take some money to make this movie, and the whole idea being, the sole idea being to get the truth out to as many people as we can, because people like to watch movies. They like entertainment. I actually went to a movie the other day. I don't go to too many movies, but we were given through some company online free movie tickets that we had to use by June 30th. And so we went on June 30th, and we saw that new Independence Day movie. And movies are fun. You know, this was obviously a fiction movie, but this movie is going to be, as Phil said just before, and as all of us have said, it's going to be 100% based on facts, on Phil's memoirs, on survivor testimony, such as yours, Ron, and other survivors. I think we have about 10 survivors who contributed to the book Erasing the Liberty, which is going to go to the printer this week coming up. So you know, please, when you think about what we're talking about, understand that the whole idea here is it's just one single idea. The single idea is we need money to make the movie. If we had the money right now, all we'd have to do is contact who we have to contact and say, okay, we need this done, this, and it would be done. But we don't have the money. We need the money. Help us get the money. Help us make the movie. Help us get this story out to as many people as we can.
Bob Kamansky is on the line. I would love to hear from him. I don't mean to interrupt you, Dave, but I'm a fanatic about getting people on right away. Sorry about that.
You no problem. I'm with you.
Yeah, well, I'm back with you guys, so just take off.
Dr. Bob, are you there?
Yes. I just want to make an impassioned plea as a Jew and a veteran, an American Jewish veteran, to give you support in your cause for freedom. Many years ago, I was told when we did the book, The Liberty Cipher and Deception, by a person who'd been at the White House, personally one-on-one at the Army-Navy Club, that I shouldn't write the book, that we'd never get support and funding for the book, and that my life was at risk, but I did anyway. And I just want to make an impassioned plea to all Jews who really love the truth. To get this movie going, I intend to give some money support to you, and I think that all real Americans should, to get the real story out. Don and I, you know, just Don and I's story has cost us time and money, and it has to be known. So that's all I want to say. I've spent too much time. I'm almost in tears. I'd so love to have this movie get out. As you know, there's a bill before the state senate, of all things, in California that would prevent anyone from dare getting the truth out about Israel if it was negative to Israel. Well, excuse me, aren't we in the United States of America? What's the state senate of California wanting to pass a bill like that for? I mean, I'm getting tired of it. I'm getting tired of the intimidation and threats about this and that. I think that I'm going to give money for this because I think the truth needs to be shown, and I think all real Americans should do that. That's all I have to say.
Okay,
Dr. Bob, before you go, I just want to tell you one thing, and I don't say this, I don't use four-letter words on the air very often, but you, my friend, my Jewish friend, are one hell of a man, and I thank you for coming on.
Yeah, you just, I want to help fund it. I'll be talking to Don and you boys in a day or two or three, and I'll show you, and you'll tell me how I can do this. But I just, you know, for somebody to sit me down who is in the White House and tell me they, you know, I don't want to give his name out, but to tell me that, you know, what I'm doing was right, but he fears for my life. I got the book out anyway. I know that Dr. Pat Picaylo and I had reservations about the backlash from Israel. Oh, my God. I mean, to make threats to people in the United States who are American. Your movie needs to get out. And I hope to give you some support, and we all should. I don't know. I just take care. Thanks for listening to me, and have a good day. God bless you.
Thank you.
That's all, sir.
God bless you, too.
Bye, sir.
I don't know if you can hear me or not, but I'm back.
I can hear you, Phil. How about you, Ron? Can you hear him?
Yeah, I hear him just fine now. Yeah, it's clear.
Yeah, well, you know, I was listening to you guys, and it is, you know, there's so many things like the cards. You know, I never thought about that or anything like that. Of course, we did have the little meeting yesterday, and that was very helpful. And anytime you brainstorm and get things from other people, you know, online or wherever they come from, I mean, a lot of smart people out there that think of different things we never think of. And it's very appreciative. And that was Matthew you were talking about, I believe, Dave.
Yeah, Matthew Louisiana. From Louisiana. Yeah, and by the way, I read, and we went over it that book, The Liberty Cipher, Phil, which has some information in there that really isn't talked about in other Liberty books and is incorporated in your new book. So it's going to be a big surprise when that book comes out. Yeah.
Well, you know, when it was decided that what I saw that day, is, which I'm very proud of that book too, but this is in a different format for the simple reason when we got going with this, I just didn't want my story to be told. I wanted as many crew members as possible that wanted to contribute to this book to tell their story. Because it is
the kind of guy you are, Phil. That's the kind of guy you are. You know, you've always been that way.
Well, I appreciate that, Ron. And it did my heart good. And I got to thank you, Dave. I mean, from the bottom of my heart, for all the research. And I mean, folks, there's this book is bulletproof. I'm telling you, there's nothing in it that you can say is fictional or a half truth or even trying to go down that road, because you can't do it. Amen to that is correct, and because you can't do it. And we've
Phil, can I get another 30 seconds here? Just a short blurb here.
Take all the time in one.
Yeah, just a short blurb here. You know, there's been a lot of problems over the years in our effort to try to just save this nation from itself. And the problem is I don't need to discuss. I don't need to bring any dirty laundry out here. I just want people to know that, secondly, to making seeing this movie done, secondly, dear to my heart, is for everyone to pull together here. I don't blame people for what they did that was aboard the Liberty, the crew, the survivors, what they did to try to survive. Because I've been down that road, and I know when you're grasping for the last rung on the ladder that sometimes it's not an easy thing to do, and sometimes you do things that are out of character. So I just want to say this. I would just like to say, can we ever all come together? It would just be fantastic. We would be a formidable force if we all came together. And I'm hoping and praying for that as a chaplain, former chaplain for the USS Liberty Veterans Association, and as a chaplain of the Silver Star Families of America. I want to see this happen. This is our country. This is what we used to do. We pulled together. We agreed to disagree without turning around to hate each other. And I know, Phil, I'm probably airing. I don't want to air any dirty laundry. I just want to say I hope and I pray that we get together and we pull together. What a great force we would be.
Well said, Ron. And hopefully that'll all come about. And, you know, you said that to get a hold of that last rung of the ladder, that's instinct. That's trying to save your life, help other people.
Amen.
And you know, I know that I just wanted to make sure that I was able to catch my next breath, because I didn't know if I was going to be able to survive that attack.
Understood.
And I thought that a few times I wouldn't, but you know, the position was more important than anything is the position that our government put us in, and then covered it up and helped them get by with it. That story has to be told. It's told in my book, and it'll be told in the film. And nobody should be allowed to get by with cold-blooded murder, not even the Zionist state of Israel. That isn't hate talk. We didn't fire a shot at this at the people that were trying to murder us. Now, what type of human beings does it take to fire on helpless American sailors, Greek sailors, Egyptian sailors, anybody, to fire on people unarmed that have no malice towards you and murder them. Now tell me what type of human being it takes to do that, and tell me what type of government it helps to facilitate and cover it up. That is not the United States government that was born 240 years ago, but has grown into that because our passionate attachment for one state that was created not by God but by man, the state of Israel. They need to be held accountable, as the United States government needs to be held accountable for their dastardly deeds. As Admiral Moore said, this will blow the lid off of everything. Arleigh Burke, same way. He called it a dastardly attack, a vicious, dastardly, murderous attack. Those aren't my words. Those are Admiral Arleigh Burke's. Mr. Navy, go Navy, 31 knot, Arleigh Burke. And many, many other people, Medal of Honor recipients. I can't tell you how many supporters we got. But now we need the support of the public and the military and everybody. Donate to this film, folks, I'm telling you. If you want to get your country back, they're not going to hand it to you. You're going to have to take it back. You're going to have to say, hell no more. I don't want to take this anymore. I certainly don't want to take it. I'm tired of my tax dollars going somewhere where I don't want them to go. How about just flying into Sky Harbor Airport in Arizona and accidentally meeting the Attorney General of the United States and getting on her airplane because you're the former President of the United States whose wife is under investigation by the FBI for felon felonious crimes. Is that the way America's made for things like that to happen? I mean,
Phil, can we say hello to Bob in Michigan?
Absolutely. I didn't know he was there. Thank you for breaking in on me.
I probably will all the time. I'm just crazy about getting these guys on right away and gals.
Well, see, I'm not on Skype, and I didn't know that, so I do appreciate it. But, okay. Please come on board, Bob.
Hey, Phil.
I can hear you, Bob.
We need to make a formal plea to anybody who was ever in the Navy, anybody that ever knew about LBJ or what a crooked he was, and McNamara, and there's a lot of guys, servicemen, not even Navy, that knew how crooked they were. You know what they did to those guys in Nam and everything, but. You get a plea out for that.
Thanks, Bob.
Right. Hey, Phil. There'd be an awful lot of guys that would be willing to donate if you said we're trying to make a movie that's going to put some truth into some of the crap that LBJ did, you know?
We got a call from Jerry in Chicago also. Why don't they all come on? Let's just get them all on here. Come on, Jerry.
We got a break.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL, for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, folks, to your Boy Scouts. I want to thank you all for listening in on this extremely important radio show. Patriotic is the only word that I can come up with, is patriotic. And I also want to let people know that if you've been trying to send me emails and I don't get them, I apologize. It's not my fault. Something's going on with my computer, and I can only guess who's doing it to me. It's happened many, many times before. But I'm not ignoring you, as Ron Kuka will attest to. I'm not ignoring you at all, and also Dave. It's just that I'm not getting the messages, and I do apologize. It's not my fault. As is what happened with Skype, too. So I just might get my tractor and beat the hell out of that thing with my backhoe when I'm done with the radio show. But I know we have...
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we got Bob from Michigan and Jerry from Chicago, both on right now.
Okay, you bring them up. I'm not on the computer, so you guys handle it. Bring them on up.
Well, Jerry, we'll wait just a couple of seconds here. Bob, did you have any more to say? We want to hear it, and then the Jerry will come up right after him.
No, other than I just wanted to emphasize that if there's anybody out there that knows somebody that has, you know, that has some funding capability, some loony, you know, somebody knows a rich guy or something like that that might be willing to donate, they need to contact them and put them in touch.
We've been trying to do that, Bob. Appreciate your thoughts, though.
Yeah, I know you guys are. I'm just saying that the listeners need to know that.
Absolutely, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Okay, Jerry in Chicago, go ahead, please.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, you know what? I called in last week. I just want to make this quick. And I told them I was going to send out a check for $250. Only problem was is my paycheck never came. And I just sent that check out yesterday. So I just didn't want you to think I called up and made a commitment for $250 and then stiffed you. So you'll have it by probably Wednesday or Thursday because it's a holiday weekend.
And we certainly appreciate it, Jerry. I can't tell you how much.
Well, I appreciate what you guys do and getting the word out, because prior to Phil's show or tuning into RBN 4 years ago, I never even heard of the USS Liberty. And I got a cousin who was in the U.S. Navy around 1967, and he never heard of it. So this, I think he's probably listening to this show right now because it turned him on to it. But other than that, hey, thanks you, and you guys have a blessed day, and good luck with the movie.
Well, thank you very much, Jerry. It's appreciated.
Thanks, Jerry. And we knew you weren't going to stiff us. You're a loyal listener, and I'm glad you got turned on to RBN, especially your voice counts.
And a great American. Right,
absolutely. Look at the patriotism. Yeah, look at the patriotism coming out of this radio show.
Almost makes me want to start singing the Star Spangled Banner. You know that? Or America.
Yeah, well,
anything like that. But I'm afraid I'd run everybody off, so I better not do that.
Well, you can play the organ good enough. You play that.
Here, let me just say
one
this.
I'll get my keyboard out. I just might do that one of these days.
Okay. Go ahead.
Phil, you mentioned your email. Let me just tell the listeners that if you want to send an email to Phil or Ron or myself, it's very easy. Just phil@usslibertymovie.com, ron@usslibertymovie.com, dave@usslibertymovie.com. So this way we have those set up, and just for this purpose to get the word out. And I just wanted to thank some recent donors, Susan over in, and I'm just going to give the first name. I figured Phil would mind. Susan over in Texas made a donation. Thanks very much. And here's one of a kind. We got William over in Georgia. William donated an amount that we just added that at the end of the page where it says donate any amount to us, and that was the first time that was used. So thank you for that. We have received a couple of checks in the mail from some folks, James from Kansas, and Joni from Maine. So thank you, folks, for everything. And we're of course going to make sure that whatever we get goes 100% to the movie.
Okay, folks, we're going to go to a break, and then we got a long run for another 20 minutes, and it'll be a fast half hour, so hang on, and appreciate your support. God bless you for that. We'll see you in just a minute. Support your sponsors on RBN. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, leaders have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, finally, the official back to Washington sends our message that the ship will fall.
Radio show. I wanted to remind people of something that came to mind when we were on break. A long time ago, about 30 years ago, I was on the front page of a newspaper called it was the old Spotlight, now it's American Free Press, which Dave is a integral part of the success of American Free Press. But there were two elderly gentlemen called the Grope Brothers, Ben and Ted, that read the article that knew nothing about the USS Liberty. And they were going to name a library. They were going to call it the Grove Library. And in the letter, Ben explains to me, "Mr. Turney, I don't want to name the Grove Library. We want to name it the USS Liberty Memorial Library." And I got back to him, and I thanked him very much. And I said, "You bet. Yeah, I mean, we'll do everything we can to help you along in this endeavor." And I was told that, this would never happen. These old, by people that were aboard that ship at the time, no names to be mentioned, but I was told that these two old men didn't have two quarters to rub together. Well, believe me, they had more than quarters to rub together. They were very wealthy entrepreneur manufacturing giants. And they went through hell on earth to make this wishful thinking, to make this library come true. And they did. And the Jewish community in Milwaukee were outraged, calling the name USS Liberty Memorial Library anti-Semitic. Now, can you believe that, folks? Anti-Semitic. Honoring the crew of one of the greatest ships that ever floated on the seas, especially the Mediterranean Sea. And I
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Ted Grobe. And they donated, I'm not going to say how much money, but it was close to $1 million. And if the town not want to go along with the name, they said, fine, we'll just donate it to the USS Liberty Veterans Association. Well, guess what? They named the library the USS Liberty Memorial Library because of these two great Americans. They immigrated from Sweden, but their love for
thank
America
you, Groves.
Constitution. Yes, absolutely. And there are other
thank you so very there. Much.
Yes.
Yes.
There are other Grobe brothers out there, and without American Free Press or then the old Spotlight, they'd have never known about the USS Liberty. So I've got to give my hats off to Willis Carto when he owned the newspaper. He has since passed. God bless his rest his soul. He did that article. Trisha Captain wrote it, and so that's kind of the story of how the library became a real reality. And that same
Phil?
Thing can happen here. Yes,
Phil. Phil never gives himself credit for anything. That's what makes him such a great man. Phil was behind that library in a big way. And he won't say it, but I will. Now, the one other thing I wanted to bring up here, and I talked about it with Dave over the break. You know, folks, where else can you get a guarantee like this? If we can't come up with the movie, with money to make this movie, if it doesn't happen, you're going to get your money back. I don't think there's another guarantee like that in the whole world. It caught my attention, and Dave was one that has brought it out. He also brought out that there's no profit to be made on this movie. We're not going to make anything. The only thing we're going to make is the welfare of this country and the welfare of this nation. Those are two points I hope you never forget. If you want to write a check, if we can't do it, you'll get your money back. Why would we keep it? It's not ours. It's only ours in trust. And that's Dave's words. I think they're great. And I'm just elated that he said them, because they make all the difference in the world to me. And I want to thank both the Grobe brothers. I know they're gone, but if their family's listening, that library wouldn't be there without them. And, of course, Phil Turney, who won't take any credit for it, deserves a lot of credit, a lot.
Well, thanks, Ron, and thanks, Dave, for you guys talking about what was going on. And I knew that was the plan all along. Is if we couldn't get the film done, I'm not going to say that it isn't going to be done, because I believe in my heart it will be. But the money is protected; it is in trust. Of course, there are going to be expenses for this, that, and the other, which is expected in any endeavor. But it's not going to be monumental. But it's almost like a money back guarantee, or it really is a money back guarantee. We're not in it for the money. We're in it to save America. We're in it for the truth, and the truth must be told. Must be told.
Amen.
And, I'm not my book. I'm not taking any money off the book. It all goes to the movie. That's just the way I want it. That's why I've always wanted it. And I want to educate people with the book.
We're not in it for the money. And like you said, Ron, the money is not ours. It's ours in trust for the movie. And if we can't make it, then we give it back, because it's not our money. This has to get out. This is our last chance to get it out. Like I said, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it will happen in on the 100th anniversary of the attack on the USS Liberty. So that is June 8th, and instead of 1967, 2067, I will be 107. I don't know about you guys, but I hope I'm around for the 100th anniversary of the USS Liberty. But I really want to be around for the 50th anniversary when that movie comes out, because people have donated enough money that we could do it. And by the way, that fella I mentioned, William, before, I mentioned William from Georgia, who donated any amount he wanted. He did it again, the same amount, and he has a message for us. A retired, low-income, or would donate more. And let me just say, I'm not gonna say how much William donated, but I'm gonna tell you that that it's not a lot of money, but it means a lot to us, because any amount, whether it's a dollar, you could literally donate a dollar, whether it's a dollar or $5 or $10 or $500,000, it means a lot to us. So thank you, William. And thank you, everybody who's reached into their pockets to get the money to this project, to get this film made.
Well, Dave, you know, I've been thinking about the anniversary, June 8, 1967, and we started late with the lawyers. It took us what, 3-4 months to get the lawyers all done with this,
right?
To make sure it was perfect, because we didn't want to step on anybody's toes or anybody think we're a bunch of con artists or whatever. It's also bulletproof. But, you know, my sincere goal is, if we don't get it out by the 8th of June, if it comes out on the 50th year of the attack, that would be going into December of next year, December the 31st, If we can't get it done by then, we can't. I guess we just can't do it. But I wouldn't cut ourselves short for going on June the 8th, because I think if it was done with the 50 years, you know, on the anniversary, that'd be great. But if we went in and kept it to the 50th year, we can do it. And we're kind of strangling ourselves starting late. So I don't know what your guys' thoughts are on that, but it's something that we need to discuss. And because I'm not going to give up on this. I just don't want to give up, because we're a little bit short here or there. And you know, if it comes out on the 50th anniversary of 2017, in the 50th year, I would be the happiest man in the world. I don't know what your feelings are on that, but... that would be my goal, is to make sure it gets out on the 50th year. If we can't make it on June the 8th, because we got a lot to do and a lot of money to raise. So that's my feelings on that. I don't know what yours are, but you can express them right now.
Well, my feelings about that are pretty strong. I don't push my opinions or my beliefs onto anybody. I say what I want to say about it, and the thing about that's nice about you and Dave both, that I'm allowed to say it. I saw on June 8th, 1967, more miracles than I have the time to speak about. Even professionals who took a look at the torpedo hole on the side of the starboard side of the ship looked at that and said to themselves, "How could this ship possibly have stayed afloat? How could these people and these men have stayed afloat after all the firepower that was thrown at them?" Well, in my mind, that's a miracle. And in my mind, this whole thing is going on because God has allowed it. And I'm going to tell you that if God wants that movie to be made, it's going to happen. I don't care what anybody does. It's going to happen. God saved USS Liberty, and I know nobody's going to fault me for that on this radio station for saying that. Doesn't mean they have to believe it. I'm saying it. I still believe it. So many miracles, unbelievable miracles. The patching of the antenna by Terry Hobartier, he did that under fire. He got a Silver Star. His ashes are now buried at Arlington Cemetery. And it took a lot of years for it to happen, but his daughter got to go there with two of her kids and see this happen. And again, I'll thank the Silver Star Families of America for allowing this to happen, because the money just wouldn't have been there had they not got me in gear, I guess, and working on this site to get it done. So we're here, and we're only here because God's allowed it. And thank you and for allowing me to say that. You don't have to believe it. I do.
Let me just say this, Ron. I'm sorry, Phil. I just want to mention this real quick. I believe it, Ron. I believe it. Kat, who sings those wonderful songs, and that one song in particular, the time has come now to tell this story. We were talking through Skype, and she came up with a great idea that if any of the people who are listening are veterans and they belong to some of these veteran service organizations like the VFW or American Legion or the Disabled American Veterans, whatever it might be, or if they're not veterans and they assist these veterans organizations, which a lot of Americans do. She suggested to ask these people to notify their groups about the movie. Any advertising would be appreciated, and that's true. We have to get the word out. However we do it, instead of talking about what happened on the latest television show or what the mainstream media is trying to shove down our throats about the presidential election, who cares? Tell them about the Liberty. Hey, do you know about the USS Liberty? No? Well, hey, this is why you should, and this is what we need to do. Guys, I'm going to pass it over to you. I just wanted to say that.
Well, I just want to get your comments on what I said, Dave, what my thoughts were.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, I agree with that 100%. We're, like Ron said, we're going to do whatever we can do. We're not getting paid to do this. we're not making any money off of this. We're doing this because we believe in what we're trying to do. And as you guys said much better than I could, we love our country. This is our mission, to get this movie out. So, yeah, if we can't get it out on June 8th, 2017, if we can get it out in 2017 during the 50th anniversary of this horrible attack, yeah, sure, of course. That's my feeling. I don't know if Ron agrees with that, but yeah, absolutely. As long as we can get it out in 2017, we're going to do whatever we can to do that. And as we said, if we can't get it out, which I don't believe, but if we can't get it out, if we tried everything and there just aren't enough Americans out there who really give a damn to help us get this movie out, if we can't, you're going to get all your money back, minus, of course, like Phil said, what we spent it on, which is marketing the film.
I think it's a great thought, Dave. I agree with you 100%. Go ahead, Phil. I've got a couple thoughts. I'll save them. I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to say again, thank you to American Free Press, RBN, all the people that have supported us through the years. That call us these hateful names and stuff, but these people are free thinkers. They're free thinkers, and they care about America. They care about the Constitution. They care about the truth. So I know Dave's going to do a special fundraising thing on his newspaper, American Free Press, and I say his newspaper because he's the backbone behind it. There's no doubt about it. And I'll tell you, he does so many different things. He's like a library, and he's got almost a photographic mind. There's no doubt about it. But with what you do with American Free Press and what we can do with this radio show and what we can do with the marketing, as you said, Dave, it's going to be fantastic. And I just hope we keep on getting donations throughout the week, throughout the night, and continue on, and every little bit adds up. Like Matthew, I mean, come on, what kind of patriot is that? What kind of great human being is that? And there's many of them out there like that, many, many great people. But for him to do that, I mean, it is, if that doesn't bring tears to the eyes, nothing will. It's just...
Yeah, Absolutely. You know? And Phil, I just want to say that I said this before, but I'll say it again. It is absolutely my complete honor to assist you and Ron and the other Liberty survivors and the Liberty story and do whatever I can to do that. It is my honor to do that.
Well, thank you, Dave. And you guys hang on. We're going to be right back. Finish up the show. We got about 6 minutes or so after the commercial. So support your sponsors on RBN.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
That Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity.
Welcome back, folks, to the last few minutes of Your Voice Counts. Thank you very much for listening, and don't forget to go to the donate page and donate to USSLibertyMovie.com. And let's get this dream alive and up and running just as soon as we can. And once we hit a certain amount, we're going to pull the trigger, and we're going to go ahead with it. But Dave and Ron, you know, it's always nice to have you guys on together. It does my heart it just makes me feel proud to be an American, and you guys are a great example of that. So I'm going to let both of my shipmates here take over the rest of the radio show, and I do want to thank Kat for her kind remarks, and she's a very talented woman. And thank you, Sam, for taking care of me today. You're on the ball every week on RBN, especially on Your Voice Counts, and I thank you very much, and to all of you out there, happy, safe 4th of July on our 240th anniversary. And never forget the USS Liberty. Donate now. Take it aboard. You got it, guys.
Go ahead, Dave. I want to end the program.
Okay, my friend. Well, I'll just repeat what Phil said. Go to USSLibertyMovie.com and please take a look at the site. Read whatever you want. Home, about, donate, milestones, contact. Of course, there's not many milestones except when he started to take donations. Most important is donate. I don't know how many of you are listening out there, but we need all of you, literally all of you. If you're listening to this program, then you care. We need all of you to reach into your pocket as deep as you want and get us a donation so we can make this movie. If we don't get what we need to get this movie done, then what that means to us is that it just wasn't important to people out there. Wasn't important to people out there that the Liberty story be told. And then we can't do anything about it. If it is that, then what could we do? One last thing. Just got one quick email, Ron, and I'll hand it over to you. This is from Bob over in Michigan. His wife has an idea that all Navy veterans who served aboard ships, especially those who were in the Med in 67, should contact their ship's newsletter to put out a plea for donations. He's sending one out to the ship that he was on, which was the USS Yellowstone, which was in Malta and headed the way of the Liberty, but was called off. That's another great idea. Thanks for listening, folks. Have a great 4th of July. Ron, it's all yours, my friend.
Yes, as the chaplain, former chaplain for the USS Liberty Veterans Association and the chaplain right now for the Silver Star Families of America, I'd like to end this with a couple of scriptures that I have memorized. And again, I don't push my religion or how my beliefs at nobody, but I think it's a great scripture. It's 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal their land. That's it, folks. It should mean something to you. God bless America.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave Ventilation Unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com. MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.